everyone. Welcome to Camilo's Radio Hour here on Radio Laurier. It's 10 p.m. here on the Wednesday night. I hope everyone's having a great week and the weather is fine. This week's weather report saw a lot of rain. Last Friday, it rained hard as I was going to class in the morning. And today, we were hit with heavy rain about 5 o'clock. These periods of rain are quick. They're not taking a long time, but they're very gloomy and they're very dark. As for school, you might be aware that we're really approaching the end of the line now. There isn't going to be a lot of class left. I wish you guys a good exam period. And hopefully we'll see. You're not going to be hearing much from me because this is going to be one of the last, this is the last recording of the year. So, let's not get caught up with that. It's been a pretty busy week for everybody, I would assume. Certainly was for me. It's putting together those essays that we had talked a bit about last week. And the goal was to finish them before the due date, and we're still working on that. I still have one last essay left, and then it will just be studying for exams. So, a lot of time went into working on that, on those papers this week. And hopefully it pays off. So I think everyone's kind of on the same page for that. We're all looking forward to the end of this semester. And looking forward to the possibilities, the opportunities that are going to come this summer. So there isn't a whole lot to say about that. Tonight, I hope you're up for a dive into the world of Bob Dylan. We're going to be looking at another aspect of his life, informing you more about Bob Dylan, who he is, what he did, if he matters, and why he's considered to be the best singer-songwriter of modern history. The show is integrated with hand-picked song selections that will give you an immersive experience into the concepts we will be discussing. I invite you to follow along, empty your mind, and prepare for the experience. It will be a night of song here on Radio Laurier. This week, we're going to be looking at Bob Dylan's songs about love. Bob Dylan has been a longtime composer of romantic songs. I want to look into these contributions that he made for this type of music and explore what Bob Dylan's thoughts were about love. Tonight we're going to be looking at Bob Dylan's early songs about love, the romantically infused Blonde on Blonde album, a song he wrote for his wife Sarah, and finally, send you off with an upbeat track, one of the station's personal favorites from Bob Dylan's catalog. Let us begin with Bob Dylan's Song of the Week. This is a song that was written for Dylan's wife, Sarah. During its early productions, Dylan recorded this track with George Harrison, but insisted on producing a solo version that he would later use on the album. George Harrison, however, retained the song and recorded his own version for it on his 1970 album, All Things Must Pass. Both Harrison and Bob Dylan recorded the track on separate albums that were released during the same year, around the same time. This is a song that Dylan was not very satisfied with and kept it away from live performances until about 1992. The original recording of the song features an off-putting harmonica solo, and I can't say it ties so well into the song. I was introduced to the song through the George Harrison recording, and I really enjoyed it from that cover. When I found out that the original had been a song composed by Bob Dylan, I was surprised, but I welcomed it. It's a very simple song with allusions to the value of the person Bob Dylan was singing about. I present to you now, If Not For You, the original recording from Bob Dylan's New Morning. Please enjoy this selection. It has been said that Bob Dylan's earliest songs about love focused on feelings of regret, separation, and resignation. This theme can be identified in Bob Dylan's Girl from the North Country, a song he first recorded on his breakout album of 1963. So Girl from the North Country is a song that Dylan referred to as being written for the first girl who broke his heart and left him for an older man. The original recording of the song invites listeners to wonder who the song might be in reference to. Several candidates can assert their claim. However, the most persistent girl was the high school sweetheart, Echo Hallstrom. In a concert in LA in 1978, Dylan would introduce this song to be about a girl who was here in the house tonight. Echo apparently was there that night. However, she was not there two nights earlier when Dylan announced the same song to be about a girl who was in the audience that night. So these remarks could be referring to another girlfriend of his who was in the audience. The tune of Girl from the North Country is derived from a contemporary arrangement of the traditional Scarborough Fair ballad. So Dylan borrowed the arrangement from fellow English folk artist Martin Carthy with his permission. Dylan put together the original lyrics on his own time and produced a song that testifies the painful thoughts that haunt him about a past love of whom he will never forget. In 1969, the song was re-recorded as a duet with Johnny Cash for Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline. This duet version can seem to lack the emotional hit of the original, as it is simply a track. It is simply showing two great musicians playing off each other's rhythm. However, from either recording, it's still a Bob Dylan staple. I present to you Girl from the North Country by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. Please enjoy this selection. Just Like a Woman was a song written for In the Nashville Hotel Room by Bob Dylan for his first double album, Blonde on Blonde. And this song describes a girl that matured as a person and left behind the innocence that was once attractive to the narrator. So there's ambiguity about whether the woman of this song is a woman or is in fact rather a man. So Dylan has refused to explain his meaning of the song, leaving it up to the listener to determine what it means for themselves. However, Dylan emphasizes that he enjoys reverting expectations, turning the song on its head to keep the listeners interested. On one occasion, Dylan expanded to say that the song sings about a woman, but it may not be about a woman after all. Whether this is Dylan playing on the expectations of the legend of the song itself or not, remains in question. So as mentioned, this song is about a girl that matures as a person, and it's sung from the perspective of a narrator, the man who she left behind. And this song, although it was written for Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, reminiscences the themes from Bob Dylan's earliest songs, focusing on separation and disappointment. So the narrator is incapable of relating with this new woman, who has surpassed him in levels of maturity. He sings about how she... but how he has to let her go, and does not begrudge her for her evolution, but only asks that when he reaches the same level, when he reaches her kind of level again, she forgets the past and sees him not as the boy that he once was. So the song presents a rather alternative to growing up, and emphasizes the excitements of what it was to be young and in love. So I want to play for you now this song, Just Like a Woman, who Bob Dylan continues to perform this to this day with passion, and reports that he doesn't understand why anyone else would enjoy recording the song. There's layers to it. It's often, lost a bit of the idea there. I want to play for you this song, Just Like a Woman by Bob Dylan. Please enjoy the selection. So during some moments there, I think, that were just complete silence because, and I didn't get to introduce, and the whole expose on the song was completely missed. So I'm going to go through it again and introduce the song before I play it. So what I was saying was that so this next song was released in 1976. And was written explicitly for Bob Dylan's wife, Sarah. So Sarah is a song where Dylan speaks directly from his heart. And the verses are composed of memories shared between him and his wife. It's a very personal song for Bob Dylan. He wrote it in isolation, sharing only a few parts of it with his friends for feedback. And the verses are integrated with themes of forgiveness and reconciliation. So at the time of its production, there were some real issues happening between him and his wife. And he wrote this song, expressing his true love for her, and that he will never Yeah. So that's the story between Bob and Sarah. It does not end well. The story of this track goes that Sarah was at the studio when Dylan recorded a breathtaking performance of the song, and it was very moving for her and served to reconcile some of the issues that they were going through together as a couple. But no less than a year later, they were divorced. So the song is often remembered in context of this following separation. Bob Dylan exposed his vulnerability and sentimentality in this song, but ultimately, it was hardly a fix for a relationship that was crumbling to an inevitable end. Still, the song is remembered by fans as one of the rare glimpses into the relationship between Dylan and Sarah. And is a moving love song that puts together some of Dylan's most romantic work. So, I want to play for you now this selection, and hopefully that was a good introduction to it, and that you can identify, you can relate a bit more with it now. So this is Bob Dylan, Sarah. So that is the episode for tonight. I hope you had a chance to appreciate some of the love songs delivered here on this radio hour, and that you learned something about Bob Dylan, maybe even about some of the people who were once his true loves. I appreciate all the listeners and everyone listening in from home. I hope you tune in again soon. This last song is going to be a callback to one of the station's favorite Bob Dylan picks. It is got a bit of a bounce to it. It's one of the quickest Bob Dylan tracks of the catalog. And as I play it, know that it has been a pleasure reporting stories to you this year on Radio Laurier. I hope that throughout this whole semester, you had the chance to appreciate some of the selections delivered on this radio hour, and that you learned something about Bob Dylan. Not just Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, classics, some Led Zeppelin, and the other topics we covered on this radio hour along the way. So I appreciate all the listeners who tuned in, and anyone I appreciate anyone who tuned in from home. I hope you guys tune in again soon. You will tune in again next year, where that I get to continue bringing to you stories of high relevance and of the music industry. So I now turn on this last song, and with that, I silence the mics. I hope you guys have a good exam period.